It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Now batting for the Pea Ridge Tire Association, Hank Bray.
I would like to thank all my family out there, including Tire Kicking Lynn. You know,
you owe it all to him, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, here's the problem with Tire Kicking Lynn. You know, my father came up a couple weeks ago. It was November. He was okay, and my father stopped to see this man before he stopped to see me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get this phone call. It says, "Hey, your dad loves me more, brother."
Brother.
So, I was coming back from Arkansas last week.
That's scary.
Yeah. He calls me and goes, "Hey, Dad never said anything about you going down there."
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank
great
you,
Lynn. Listeners in basketball.
Oh,
Lynn.
I tell you what.
By the way, the Rotary Club of Richland Center thanks everyone for their help yesterday in taking down, disassembling the Rotary lights and getting all of the drop cords wound up and everything. They will be working again today and could use more help. So.
I tell you what, it's going to be chilly.
Yeah, it's chilly. But if you move quickly, then it's not so bad.
Did you notice that I went above and beyond the building yesterday?
What'd you do?
I put their new flag up.
Oh, okay.
You didn't even notice, did you?
Well, no. It was dark when I came in this morning. Well,
it's dark all the time when you're coming in.
That's true.
I mean, more than just one
way. Well, that's true. Oh, well, but thank you for that. Yes.
Well, how's the knee household with the Bear Packer weekend coming up?
Well, here's the thing. Hank, I offered her some airtime this morning. I said, "Hey, we'll call you up." She's like, "Nope."
Ooh.
I said, "Come on. You know, we'll put you on and, you know, you can give your side of it." She goes, "No." I think, "Ooh." And then I heard a...
Oh, yeah. You instantly got chilly, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you do, Hank?
Phil.
What do you do?
Here's the thing. You try to make everybody feel bad for you, but I feel bad for June because I know how you are on this side.
What did I do?
No, oh, you're perfect, Phil.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're perfect.
Yeah.
So anyway, you should just open the windows in here and just start acting like
right.
It's Sunday.
Get more acclimated to how it's going to be on Sunday.
Is it Williams, our quarterback?
Caleb.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's a pretty good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
Yes, he is. He really needs a coach to, you know, he needs like a Matt LaFleur or a Sean Payton or he needs one of those gurus to really help him out because then he's going to be in trouble. People are going to be in trouble.
That's right. You got to be careful what you wish for.
I know that, but.
But, you know, and they're talking about the Lions offensive coordinator, possibly his coach. We'll see what happens. But he's a good one. He's going to be around for a while, unless he keeps getting sacked 60 times a year.
That's the point.
Then he might not be. In fact, I even heard the rumor that he might not play this weekend, you know, just because, you know, they don't want to get him hurt or whatever. And just
got to let the kid play.
Meaningless game, but yeah, he'll play.
Yeah, they got to let the kid play. That's what he gets paid for.
The Packers actually could use the win. You know, that's what people say, oh, the game doesn't mean anything, but it kind of does.
It really does.
Yeah, because they could move up to a six because I think Washington has to lose in Dallas, which may not happen, but...
You never know.
But you never know.
So if they lose in Dallas, I mean, that would keep us from going to Philadelphia.
Right. So it'd only be the Lions or the Vikings, right? I think that's how it would go. Isn't it?
No, if we don't go to... There's no way we're going to play the Lions or Vikings in the first round.
You'd go out West Coast.
We'd go out West Coast to the Rams.
Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Again, which is not a fun place to play with Sean McVay coming out of the playoffs. So.
Either way, I think I'd rather go to the West Coast, though.
Oh, without question. Yeah. I think I'll make the trip with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
anyway,
that'd be fun.
You got a new toy for Christmas.
Yeah,
it came
I see
a little
that.
Late.
Thank you. Thank
it
you.
Is called the Original Pooter.
Yes, I see that. But, you know, it's funny because people see these gifts, you see these gifts, and then you instantly think of me. I don't know what it is, but...
Can you test that out for us?
Well, it's, I don't know. It's a little, it looks like, remember when you used to have film developed?
Yeah, that's
you would take the film out of the camera, and you'd put it in this little black container, and then you'd take it in. Oh, those were the days. Well, that's kind of what it is. and it's got a hole in the top of the lid.
Or one of those stamps, you know, those.
Oh, yeah.
One of those pull stamps.
Like a rubber stamp or something. You got to put it in your hand. Let me see here. That's better.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a duck.
Hey, where'd all the ducks go?
Stepped on a duck.
There you go.
We're getting the hang of it.
Yeah. Now, did you tell your audience about the other one, the remote control one that your staff got you?
Yeah, I know the staff got me that. For being a fearless leader. Where is it? It's over here somewhere. I have one somewhat similar to this, but this has the bass boost on it, so it. We tried it out in Joanne's office the other day. So, yeah, remote control.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh boy,
Phil and his toys.
So I'm pretty well set for 25.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. And I'm already looking for 20 for this year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good stress reliever.
It's like a stress ball.
It's a stress ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might want to take it to June.
Oh boy,
it's stuck.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't. She doesn't think that kind of stuff's funny. I don't know why.
I don't think it's funny either.
No, you don't. That's why you bought it for me.
Well, it's because you like those kind
of
things.
Well, you know.
And I get lunch and loaf.
Lunch and loaf, yeah.
Or yeah, instead of spam. You can't even afford the spam.
No, it's been 100 years. So. Lunch and loaf. Oh, yes.
I got a story this morning. So,
what were the first three ingredients in the lunch and loaf? It was pork.
Pork plasma and pork rinds.
Pork plasma. Pork rinds. Give me some of that.
And Drew Smith was here yesterday working on their...
Our engineer.
He goes, if it has pork plasma, I'm definitely eating it.
It's good for you. Right?
I couldn't believe it when I read it. I was like, pork plasma.
Ooh.
Wow.
You know?
Maybe they should have sold that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this morning I wake up. And Winston and Clem, well, they're always up before the alarm clock. I don't know, but they're up. So I get around, I let them out, feed them, you know, go downstairs, get dressed, go start the truck, and continue on my day, okay? And all of a sudden, I rub the bottom of my nose, and I almost cry, Philip.
What's the matter?
I had the hugest white pimple on my...
Ouch!
I almost cried. It was like in the crevice of your nose and where your lips... Oh, man. I know you're like a big pimple anyway, but that one hurt.
Maybe you're kind of reverting back, you know, you're going through puberty again.
But you know what? I wash my face with a face wash.
Right.
And then when I get out of the shower, I use alcohol.
Right.
And it's a clean... And
you don't drink it. You just...
Hey, did you know there are nearly 7,000 languages spoken in the world today? 7,000.
7,000. Yeah. I did not know that.
7,001 if you include hillbillion.
Oh, yes.
Did you know President James Garfield could write Latin with one hand and Greek with the other?
No, I didn't.
At the same time.
The same time?
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. Wow.
I can barely write my first name and last name with one hand.
I have trouble. No one can read it but me.
What is the top-selling spice in the world, Phil?
Old Spice, aftershave. No. Right?
Maybe I answers a lot of questions.
I could be the only one that buys it.
It's a lot of questions.
I'm going to say cinnamon.
Pepper.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's so what's number two?
I don't know.
Mustard seeds.
Mustard seeds. Yeah, wow.
I didn't know that.
No. Learn something every day.
I did not know that. So that is from our February 3rd.
Okay.
We're a month ahead,
You're
Phil.
You're working ahead in the calendar. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did you know Pluto is only as big as Russia?
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think Pluto was a planet, though.
It's a dwarf planet, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
I think they kind of downgraded it a little bit a few years ago. Or are they talking about the Disney character, Pluto?
Or are they talking about Pluto TV?
Oh, Pluto TV. I never thought about that.
Sure. I watch it all the time.
Do you?
All the time. The index finger of the Statue of Liberty, how long is it, Phil?
Let me see. I'll say it's about 6 feet long.
8 foot.
Eight?
8 foot. Not long.
Boy, that's good stuff. Good stuff,
you know, I don't have a lot, but you know what?
You're
I
on top of your game today.
And you know what? You're going to be happy until the batteries run out of this stuff.
I am. I'll let you walk out. See you later.
Walk up. Buddy, have a great weekend. Good luck to our local athletes. And cover up. It's going to be a chilly one.
See you later, Hank.
Thanks, Phil.